Have you ever felt overwhelmed? How about anxious, fearful, or guilt-ridden? Have you ever felt so stressed out that you wanted to crawl into a hole? At times, we've all felt overwhelmed and controlled by the stresses of life. But through the power of the living Word of God and the Holy Spirit, you can put all of those feelings aside and listen to what Jesus has to say. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, hello, this is Frank. Welcome to all of our partners, our members, our friends, and first-time listeners to this Godcast. If this is your first time listening, I gotta tell you, you are in for a treat. We have got a very special guest joining us today via the telephone, Mr. Riley Salvation Stevenson. That's what I'm gonna be calling him. Say hello, Riley.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great up here, man. I'll tell you what. You're in Texas right now, right?
Yes, sir.
Very, very cool. Chris and I, my wife Christina and I, just a few months ago, we went to Texas. We joined the Kenneth Copeland Ministry bunch at their victory campaign and met up with Riley again. Hit the streets with him. That was awesome. Ministering. And I'll tell you, Riley is a witnessing machine. He's one of my mentors in ministry. He's a great guy. I have a cool story. Our YouTube channel, the History with God channel, we had like maybe one or two subscribers when we first started posting videos. So then while we were in Texas, I shot a video with Riley and myself, posted it, told Riley to check it out, and because he looked at it, I don't know, I guess it showed up on your history, your YouTube viewing, Riley, I don't know, but the minute he looked at it, overnight, we gained like over 250 YouTube subscribers, so right. That was just an awesome thing. Now I'm going to warn you right now, if you think I have an accent, Riley's going to knock me out of the park with his accent, so we're just going to
like daylight and dark.
Well, who's the daylight and who's the dark? I don't know if I like that.
Well, that's how it is between New York and Texas.
Well, there you go, man. I have this guy I know is from New York, but he lives in Texas. So he keeps complaining that he's wasting his life in Texas traffic and that merging and yielding are something new to people.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
So, Riley, let me ask you something. I mean, you've been now, you're in ministry. Check out RileyStevenson.com. And by the way, it's STEPHENSON, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y, RileyStevenson.com. Really cool stuff. Your YouTube channel is just off the wall, dude. I love it. Those encouraging messages. But you've been in ministry now for a while, right? Like, how and when did you get saved?
Well, I got saved when I was 15 in a little Baptist church in Gainesville, and the pastor was preaching, and I just felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit and went down front, and the youth pastor actually took me to the back room and went down the Romans Road with me, and that was in 1982.
Wow.
And immediately after that, I started sharing my faith, but I started telling all my friends that they were all going to hell.
Oh, that's a nice approach.
And that wasn't the right method. I found out real quick. I lost all my friends, and everybody was persecuting me and all that. But
right.
I learned real quick that was not the way to share my faith. So I quit doing it, and me and my wife got married in 88. And after that, we started going to church and started getting plugged in out here at Eagle Mountain. And just immediately in 97 when we started going out here, I got hooked up in the outreach department of our church and started serving. And really, that's when I started going out. And, you know, I thought at the time I was called to be a pastor because I thought that all pastors won souls. I thought that if you had a license, you know, if you were behind the pulpit, you were just a soul winner. And I thought that's what I was called to do.
Right.
My pastor, I talked to her one day, Pastor Terry, and she said, "Riley, I've never seen you as a pastor. I've seen you more evangelistic." And that was in 03. And when she said that, it just dropped in my spirit. I'm supposed to be an evangelist. And
now, she gave you that word 9 years ago then.
Yeah. And so immediately after she told me that, we started taking teams out on the street. And I remember the first night we went out on the street, I had been teaching an evangelism class, but I'd never taken anyone out on as teams on the street. I was doing it in my personal life, but not corporately as a church, and so we took a team out. It was funny, because I'd never done one-on-one. You know, if my waitress, I would pray with my waitress, or, you know, pray with a customer or someone that would come in. I'd never done it like cold calling out on the street.
Like to just go out with that purpose to go out and get. Oh my goodness!
I was so scared. I had like 15 people with me because you know they wanted to see me doing it.
That is amazing, dude. I mean, you may sound like a Texan, but you got the guts of a New Yorker. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was so scared, and that first night we went out in 03, we had like 15 people saved, and I just wept before the Lord and told him, you know, I'll go out from now on until you come back, because if we hadn't went out that night, there would have been 15 people that, you know, maybe that was their last night, you know.
That's right.
And we were able to make a impact, so...
Holy
we've been doing
moly.
It ever
that is,
since.
That is so cool. Gosh. And if you know, if you want to see something really, really cool, you go onto Riley's YouTube channel. I got to tell you what. He goes through drive-thrus and like he... He's like, you know, he gets his food, and then before he gives them the money, he starts talking to them about the Lord, you know, so they got to listen, you know. So, when did you come up, like, talk to us a little bit about your method. It's like a very, very simple kind of approach, and I mean, every video I see you witnessing, you wind up leading them to the Lord, at, like, within a matter of, like, 20 seconds.
Yeah, the Lord gave us that method, because whenever I started taking teams out, we would try to use our Bible, and all that's good, and I'm not saying my method is the only way. It's... the method we use is the way the Lord told us. I would encourage anyone listening, if you have a method and it's working, continue to use that.
Amen.
The method that works is the one that you're going to use every day. So the Lord gave us that method, and he told me, he said, Riley, my word will not return void. He said, my word, when you inject it into their spirit, it will produce a harvest.
Amen.
You know, we've been taught in past evangelistic approaches is we got to reason with them, or we got to give them our personal testimony. Well, you know, the Bible says that the natural man thinks the things of God are foolish. So why would we waste time with the natural man?
Exactly.
When it's the spirit of man that gets reborn. So when we use the word of God, inject it in their spirit, then we place a demand on that word to come to pass and give them an opportunity to receive Jesus. And 90% of the time, people will pray. And it's just amazing. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 that his word will not return void. It will produce where it's sent. And then in Jeremiah 1:12, the word says that God is watching over that word to perform it. So all we have to do as believers
is speak
his word out of our mouth and watch him bring it to pass.
Absolutely.
Same way with healing or deliverance when we're out in the streets. You know, we've seen a lot of people receive healing right there in the streets, and deliverance, Holy Spirit. It's just amazing.
Hallelujah. That is such good news. My goodness.
Amazing.
I tell you what. You know, one thing that I picked up from Riley, it's like we went out on the street, and this was over the summer when we were in Fort Worth with you.
Mm-hmm.
We go out, and we go, and he says, the first thing he says, he goes, all right, so when you go out there and you're about to pray, don't ask the person, can I pray for you? Because, most people have jobs. They're used to people telling them what to do. So the minute that they're asked to make a decision, they're like, I don't know. So what Riley does is he goes, okay, repeat after me. And he say this prayer with me. Like, he just tells people, say this, and they do, because they're used to being led. But what better way to be led than with the word?
Oh, yeah.
That is so cool. I love that.
Yeah. Well, what, you know, somebody listening may think, oh my gosh, you don't give them a decision, you don't ask them if they want to pray. Well, Jesus said they're ready. He says in verse 35 of John chapter 4, you know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest, but I say wake up and look around.
Mm.
He's telling us as believers to wake up and look around. And then it says the fields are already ripe for harvest.
That's right.
They're ready. He said that over 2,000 years ago, and he said, the people are ready. We don't need to ask them if they're ready. You know, I've had people, when I quote the scriptures and then say, pray this prayer with me, I've had some people say, no, I'm not going to pray that with you. And I don't keep pressing them. I press in love till I realize, well, they're not going to pray. So I bless them and keep moving.
Okay, it's somebody's first time out. They're ready to go. They witness to somebody. The person they're witnessing to tells them, hey, get lost. What do you, Riley, tell that Christian to encourage them?
Well, we can't make someone say a prayer with us. I had to realize that a long time ago. And when they reject us, you know, we have to get ourselves out of the way. They're not rejecting us. They're rejecting Jesus.
Mm.
All we are is a messenger.
That's it.
We bring the Word of God to them, and we have a promise from the Father that says that His Word won't return void. And I want to share another scripture with you. Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is alive and powerful.
Mm.
It's sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword.
Two-edged sword.
Dividing between soul and spirit, joint
right.
and marrow.
Right.
It even discerns the thoughts and intents of that person's heart that we're witnessing to.
Oh.
So really, it's
Amen.
The Word of God.
Hallelujah.
That does the work.
It absolutely
just go
does.
Up, you know, start conversation with them, ask them the questions, quote the scriptures, you know, the Word of God, and then ask them to pray. And it's up to the Word of God
right.
to bring that to pass in their life. And when we realize that they're not getting mad at me, you know, the Bible says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Right.
So we're not wrestling with that person to try to get them saved. If they don't want to receive what we have, we just go to the next one.
Right. Amen.
We just keep going. So it's not us that can cause that to happen in their life anyway.
That's a good word, my man. That is a very, very good word. I appreciate you
Amen.
Giving that. And, you know, so Pastor Terry Pearson's, she gives you this word that she feels you're called to evangelize. That's like 9 years ago. 9 years later, you're doing this. You're witnessing. You're out there. What would you say stands out in your mind as like the most unforgettable witnessing moment for you?
I remember I'll just tell this testimony. I remember the first time I'd ever gotten a word of knowledge on the street.
Mm.
And we were out passing out tracks, and this guy, our little You Are Love tracks we were passing out. We were right by a movie theater, and this guy was walking by, and I just handed him a track, and I didn't say anything to him. But I handed him a track, and he said, I don't want none of that. And and immediately in my spirit, I heard he might as well get saved. His granny's been praying for him every day. And without me even thinking, I said it out of my mouth.
What did you say?
Dude, you might as well get saved. Your granny's been praying for you every day.
No.
And then he bows up to me and says, how you know my granny?
Oh, my God.
And, I said, I don't know your granny. God knows your granny.
Oh, my God.
Might as well get saved. She's been praying for you every day. And so I shared the scriptures with him. And he prayed the prayer with me, and so I pulled my phone out. I said, hey, man, we're going to call your granny. What's her number?
Oh, my goodness.
We called her, and I told him to tell her that he was in downtown Fort Worth, that he just gave his life to Jesus, and I said, ask her if she's been praying for you. And you know what she said?
What?
Every day.
Dude, you make me look shy. Gosh.
I've been praying for you every day.
I love that you called his grandmother and like he just happened to have the number. And
yeah, I mean, I was like, Lord, if you're going to put me on the spot, we're going to call Granny.
Oh, man.
We did, and she said, I've been praying for you every day. And it's just happened like that when, you know, the Lord will give me a word. There was a guy, I was in Canada one time. This guy was in front of us in the grocery store. We were in there getting gum or something we were witnessing, and he was standing in front of us. And the Lord said, tell him to quit running from me, that he's called to preach, but he's running.
Ooh.
And I was thinking, my gosh, Lord, this guy is bigger than me. He might beat me up or whatever. And I just said it anyway. I said, hey, man, the Lord just told me you're supposed to be a minister for him. You're supposed to be a preacher, but you're running from him. And he just started crying right there.
Oh,
and I
man.
Said, dude, just go back to God.
Oh, God.
I asked him, I said, is that correct? He said, yes. And I said, well, get back to God, you know.
Amen.
Prayed for him and...
Were you able to, like, you know, help him, like, rededicate a little bit to his life right then and there, or did you just kind of let him go?
Well, I just prayed for him, and, you know, he was checking out, so I just prayed for him and let him go, but he was really shocked by that.
Oh, that is
it
so cool.
It just happens, you know, it happens like that. I mean, there are several testimonies. It's just amazing when you will yield yourself to doing what God would have you to do, to go out and share your faith with people. It's amazing the adventures you will have.
That is so... You know, Riley, whether people are Christians or not, I'm sure they've at least heard the name Kenneth Copeland. And you're very, very connected to Kenneth Copeland. I mean, Terry Pearson is his daughter. That's your pastor, correct?
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about your relationship with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, KCM.
Well, it was actually Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I'll tell you, our first Believers Convention, me and my wife, we live like an hour and probably 15 minutes away, and we drove to our first convention in 97.
15 years ago.
Yeah, and we drove there, and we were sitting way up in the 300s. We got there late, and I got my mother-in-law seated and my wife seated, and I had to use the bathroom because I drank a big old iced coffee on the way there.
Huh? And I knew there was something about you I liked.
And as I was going down the steps, Brother Copeland said, if you're having nose problems, claim your healing in the name of Jesus. And so I just said casually, I claim it in the name of Jesus as I'm going down the steps. Well, I'm standing there in the restroom. Now, I said it with no faith behind it.
Oh, you just said it.
I just said it because he said say it.
Okay.
And so I'm standing there in the bathroom, and my nose popped in my left side of my nostril. It started burning, and my nose popped open, and I could breathe through that side. It had been all stopped up.
How long had it?
I had had nose problems for years.
I was just going to say, how long have you had a problem with your nose?
When I was a little kid, I shoved a crayon up my nose, and I had had problems since. I
mean, okay.
I'd get nosebleeds for, you know, at least once a week all my life. I'd had bad sinuses and allergies. And
you just shoved the crayon up your nose because you were a little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had had nose problems all my life, but I said that, and as my nose popped open, I was like, I can breathe. And when I went back up to where we were sitting, before I could say anything to my wife, she said, Riley, the Lord's healed me of asthma. I can breathe.
Oh, my gosh. Hallelujah.
And I said, where's your mom at? Because I wanted to tell them about my healing.
Yeah.
And her mom, she said, Mom's running up and down the steps. The Lord healed her knees. So that very first night, we all three got healed. I remember the first cassette that they gave us was The Word Prevails, and I listened to that cassette over and over and over, and we just became connected with the ministry from that moment on, and we've been with them ever since, and their teaching has totally changed our life, changed our family's life.
Amen.
You know, I'm a better man because of this ministry.
Amen. I could definitely witness to that myself, my wife included. I used to watch Kenneth Copeland. This is when we still had cable in the house. Now we just watch Netflix, and I have the Power Up app. By the way, you want to go to the App Store. It's a free app. It's called Power Up. It's the KCM app. It is awesome. I have it on the iPad, I have it on my iTouch, I have it on everywhere. But I'm watching him one morning, 6:30 in the morning, and Kenneth Copeland is just talking into the camera, like it's just one of these like solo episodes, you know? And he goes, he's talking about there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And then he catches himself and he goes, Satan, I don't think you heard me. I'm just going to repeat it so that you can hear me. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus! And he screamed. And that is just, I love that spirit in him because it's just no holes barred. Nothing's holding him back. You know, he's like ready to go, and that's the end of that. So that's just, Kenneth Copeland speaking the word. Him, Creflo Dollar, Jesse Duplantis, Jerry Seville, Keith Moore, Bill Winston. Bill Winston, he's got a tiger by the tail in that guy. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Great.
You know,
and men of God.
And with your leadership, you know, doing the evangelism street teams, I guess we'll call them. That is just, you know, it's just this is just gonna explode and advance the kingdom in ways that I don't think we've ever seen before. So I'm just honored to be associated Amen. With you and to be your your connection in New Jersey, your ministry in New Jersey.
Amen.
Where do you see Riley Stevenson as a ministry going, like maybe like 5 years from now?
I just see us continuing to train the believer how to share their faith and doing more soul winning crusades and going to more churches and training them how to do it, because we're in the last days and,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of Christians that are out there that are waiting on their church to start an evangelism department.
Mm-hmm.
And that was me. We didn't have evangelism before I came to the church. We had some outreach, but there was no soul-winning teams going out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would encourage anyone listening that you don't have to wait on your pastor. You start doing it, because it's our job as believers. You know, the Great Commission was for each one of us, not for those, you know, someone has said, well, Riley, you have the gift of evangelism.
Right.
Well, there is no such thing as the gift of evangelism. That's not in the Bible.
That's not one of the gifts.
No, that's not one of the spiritual gifts. There is the gift of an evangelist, which an evangelist teaches the believer how to do it.
Right.
But I would encourage those listening to go to our website and watch those videos and just start doing it. Be bold and step out and doing it. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Amen. That website again, and no disrespect to you by me amening that, because if God blesses me, he'll bless anybody as well. So,
Amen.
But that website again is www.rileystevenson.com, RileyStephenson.com. Riley, I think it's about that time, brother. I think,
Amen.
I want to ask you to do me a favor. I'd like to do a little role play, if you don't mind,
sure.
Just so people can kind of hear the transaction that kind of goes on between people when you are out witnessing. So I'll just be like some dude, you know, and you could just start. Ready?
Okay.
Okay, go.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Hey, do you go to church anywhere? You live in the area?
Well, I live around here in the area, but I don't really go to church.
That's cool. Let me ask you, I'm not saying this would happen, but if
What's
you
that?
Died today, where would you go?
If I died today?
Mm-hmm.
Where would I go? I don't know. I guess I'd like to think I'd go to heaven, I guess, but I, you know.
Okay.
I guess
well,
so. I'm a pretty good person.
That's awesome. We need more good people in the world. But let me ask you, if God were to say, "Why would I let you in?" What would you tell him?
I would say, because I guess because I'm a good person, and I guess I never hurt anybody on purpose, and provided for my family,
awesome.
And had a good job.
Let me share. Awesome. Let me share with you what the Bible says in Romans 3. It says, all have sinned. Romans 6 says, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And Romans 10 says, everyone that calls on the Lord will be saved. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I believe Jesus died on the cross for me.
I believe Jesus died on the cross for me.
And rose again.
And rose again.
I give you my life.
I give you my life.
I want Jesus Christ.
I want Jesus Christ
to come into my life.
To come into my life.
And into my heart.
And into my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Listeners, aren't you glad Brother Frank is saved? He just got saved. Hallelujah. Now what? Now
hey, you what? Tricked me into getting saved.
Question. Now what? I'm glad you asked that question. Well, if we were out on the street, we'd get their name, address, phone number.
Right.
We direct them to our discipleship website at kcm.org/next. And if we're in the local area, we usually have a church we're working with that we can direct them to. And we'll send them a salvation package and get them a Bible and just start loving on them.
That is so cool, man. You got like a whole system in place, man. You really are a witnessing machine. That is.
Yeah, and I would encourage your listeners to go to that website. It's kcm.org/next.
kcm.org/next. Okay.
Yeah. We have several videos that are just basic, fundamental videos that if you guys are out there witnessing, you can direct them to these videos because they're really good. They're short. but they have a good message, and we shot them in some cool locations. So
that is neat, like training videos almost.
That
is so cool, brother. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Riley, we're pretty much out of time today, but I'm going to pray for you right now real quick.
Yes, sir.
And bless you. Thank you, Father. I bless my brother Riley. Thank you, Lord, for this time together with him today. And thank you, Lord, for hanging out with us as we record this Godcast today. I feel Riley has given our listeners some invaluable advice and some tips. And I was just blessed just talking with him today. Ask him some questions about his life. I thank you, Lord, for my brother Riley. I thank you, Lord, that he's blessed, and I thank you that he is a blessing to everybody he comes in contact with. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my man.
Sir.
So hopefully we'll see you soon, and maybe we'll do a podcast like live somewhere or something. Sound good?
That'd be great.
Chris, Chris sends her love and her hellos and everything.
Tell her I said hi.
I absolutely will, man.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries, seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.